KFAS testing statewide to Wally. Are you still seeing the bad Audi? WADVD KF8S on statewide 2, are you still seeing my bad DMR ID?
WADVD on right 2. Did I make it?
Yes, sir. How am I sounding out? I don't even remember being over here before. How am I sounding?
The exact same. Everything's the same except for the tank spot.
Well, yeah, that's true. You're right. So, yeah. 5-2 on Mount Clemens. Yeah, Burnside, I could try it, but yeah, we're going to be using Mount Clemens anyways. Good news about the good news.
Yeah, I read that before they took my phone away.
Why did they take your phone away? I'm confused.
Because the Apple Store is putting in a new battery.
It's not a permanent thing or discipline thing, it's you need a new battery thing.
Yeah, my phone is in pretty good shape and it worked pretty good, so I figured, okay, I'll take a new battery. So that's what I did. It was only like $90.
Well, you got to have that done. It's just, you know, you can't deal with the it not charging right or not a long enough charge or whatever. I was talking to the new member for St. Clair County. His name's Mike. He's the one in Casco. And he's going to be heading up to the UP. So I reminded him that the Detroit site, 444.0s, is the same as the Sault Ste. Marie. So if you've got that program near ready, you've got the Sioux. So when he gets on the other side of the bridge, he's going to test the Sioux. I think, can't remember if that's tomorrow or a week from tomorrow. I'll probably be out here anyways.
Not very good. Yeah. I don't know whatever smells pretty good around here, but there's probably some restaurant here. It smells like barbecue.
And speaking of food, I after the dentist this morning, I jumped out and went to that same restaurant. I got a carryout. Same chicken sandwich. And then their chicken pot pie is really good. So I got that. I actually had that for lunch today. And I'll save the sandwich for another time, though. So, look at you recommending a restaurant in my own town I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have found it if it wouldn't have been for the suggestion of the donut place or the pastry place or whatever it was. And then you had told me that they were co-owned. So, and I was impressed. I got to say that. I really like your town. If I ever get kicked out of New Baltimore, I'll move up that way.
Yeah, well, I always have to double-check. My daughter, Caitlin, just had her 39th birthday, so we moved into this house when she was born. The day she was born, we weren't here. The family moved us in because we were obviously otherwise engaged. And her birthday was just the other day, so I've been here for 39 years, hard to believe.
Was the house new when you bought it?
Oh, no. It was the main part of the house was built in 36. We're the second owner, so we bought it in 86, but we did add the family room on. When you came around the corner, came into where my shack is, that's the family room. We added that on.
Oh, very good. Okay. All right, sounds good. Well, now I know it works over here as well. Yeah, I think I was pushing out the wrong whatever. Plug, but I got to check his, too, now, make sure that I got his right, too. You know, as you use these things, you find little errors, and just like the call dates wasn't IDing right, the KF8S's, his wasn't IDing right. I got some errors in the DMR IDs, and I know I got his new one in there and his old one in there, call sign, but both digits are the same, and Motorola radios always assume the older one, at least with my code plug, so I find errors, the master one is Mike's radio, and I got to get Mike's back because his is up to version 3. And he's got version 1 in his HD, you know, for ARPSC.
I understand. So then that actually means you will get a chance to make sure the color code free is programmed.
Yeah, that's one of the errors that I get fixed, but in his radio it is not fixed. So when I get his radio, I just push D3 to him.
Copy that. I think I just heard Jeff over on VHF. Wonder what he's doing over there. Anyhow, all right. Sounds good, Wally.
Well, we got that. I think it's called MI2. I think that, you know, because the 7.200 goes lots of different places as well, you know. And us radio guys, we like to bounce around, you know. Right now this is the hot ticket. Tomorrow it'll be something else. You know, and the P25 is waiting for us as well. We just got to get enough people populated with radios there.
Yeah, like I keep telling the guys, and joking, half joking, but it's for real. It's the next shiny thing for me in ham radio would be P25, no doubt. Not in a big rush because I still got the DMR to finish out, you know, to flesh out and actually get the full T-shirt because there's a few things I'm not quite understanding on it. And I do want to get this mounted in the car, and I'm probably going to get a second unit. I do like this Kinect system. But what I don't need to do is I don't need to get the programming cable or that GPS dongle thing. You only need one of those. So that's going to cut the price by $100 at least.
Yeah. Well, if they ever do get the firmware with that one, can do P25, I can't imagine how good that radio is going to sound with 12.5 versus 625. I just can't. I'll be excited if that ever happens. That will make it really tempting for me to have one of those and throw it in the car and toss the Motorola's.
And the big if, of course, if that did happen, that would be nice. But I just, like we talked before, I just wrote that off. That's, you know, not here, and it's been promised for a long time. But I'd be pleasantly surprised if it did happen, of course, and I'd be all set if I had two. But I do want to get one of those, what is it, Lido mounts? They have a Lido mount for the front head of this. And I'll probably mount the radio in the back because I have a power port in the back. So, you know, it'd be nice to permanently mount it. Because what I've got to do for the set is I got to, you know, just grab it out of the shack and put it back in the car. But if I told you, I got one of those, like, I don't know, call them a side saddle mount that you have your Motorola in your car. That works fine. It'll do the job. And it's about a 5-minute job to transfer it from the shack to the mobile.
All right, sir. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go back in and see if my telephone's done. So I shall return, hopefully, with a telephone. $90 for, if that's okay. Kick it in a little bit. WAD.
NAWRO. I'm going to go back to one, though.
No, that's fine. I just want to get my hands on Mike's radio. I mean, I don't even need to keep it 5 minutes tops. All right, talk later. Good evening. WAPD.